You're listening to the Evolution Show 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio. Wait, I'll turn on your mic and the volume's up.
And now everyone knows how to make sausage. Radio sausage. All right. What's today's show about?
Isn't it? What's it called?
Today is the National Day of. There's a few different things. National Day of Women in Sports, I think, is one of them. National Day of Pasta. National Day of the Periodic Table. Do you know what the periodic table is?
Not really.
Well, it's a big chart that you'll probably see in high school that lists all the different elements that make up the entire world. Everything that we see, smell, touch are made up of elements that are listed in this table. So they are all basically particles listed in this table. Okay.
Okay.
Enough of that. Let's get right into some songs, because there is a song actually about the periodic table. Do you want to hear all the different elements?
Yeah.
Gotta listen carefully, because it's going to be very, very fast.
There it goes. Okay.
A one, a two, a one, two.
Presents the elements of the periodic table. There's hydrogen and helium, then lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon everywhere, nitrogen on through the air with oxygen so you can breathe, and fluorine for your pretty teeth, neon to light up the sign, sodium for salty times,
magnesium,
aluminium, silicon,
phosphorus,
then sulfur, chlorine, and argon,
potassium,
and calcium so you'll grow strong,
scandium,
titanium, vanadium, and chromium, and manganese. This is the periodic table, novel gases table, halogens and alkali react aggressively. Each period will see new outer shells while electrons are added, moving to the right. Iron is the 26th, and cobalt, nickel coins you get, copper, zinc, and gallium, germanium, and arsenic, selenium, and rhodium, while krypton, half-light, oprium, rubidium, and strontium, then yttrium, zirconium,
niobium,
molybdenum, technetium,
ruthenium,
rhodium, palladium,
silverware,
then cadmium, and indium,
tin cans,
antimony, then tellurium, and iodine, and xenon, and then cesium, and barium is 56, and this is where the table splits, where lanthanides have just begun. Lanthanum, cerium, and praseodymium. Neodymium's next to promethium, then 62 samarium, europium, gadolinium, and terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulium, ytterbium, lutetium, hafnium, tantalum, tungsten, then we're on to rhenium, osmium, and iridium, platinum, gold, to make you rich till you grow old, mercury, to tell you when it's really cold,
thallium,
and lead, then bismuth for your tummy,
polonium,
astatine would not be yummy,
radon,
francium will last a little time,
radium,
then actinides at 89. This is the periodic table, novel gases table, halogens and alkali react aggressively. Each period will see new outer shells while electrons are to the right. Actinium, thorium, protactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, berkelium, californium, meissenium, fermium, mendelevium, nobelium, lawrenceum, rutherfordium, dubnium, seaborgium, barium, hessium, deuterium, tritium, ruthenium, americium,
nihonium, flerovium, moscovium, livermorium, denesine, and oganesson.
And then we're done.
Done. All right.
Done.
That is the current list of elements. Do you know what, though? It changes. Every once in a while, some scientist out there discovers a new element that we never thought even existed. And so we have to add it to the table of elements. Everything on this planet is made up from some of all elements of the off that table. Kind of cool, eh?
What's the oldest table of elements?
I don't know. Who came up with the table of elements? That's the question.
And what's the oldest one? Like, what's the element that they discovered first?
Ever discovered would be Although elements such as gold, silver, tin, copper, lead, and mercury have been known since antiquity, the first scientific discovery of an element occurred in 1649 when Hennig Brand discovered phosphorus.
Okay.
Phosphorus is used in fertilizers and a whole bunch of other things like that, too. Make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, that was a very good question, though, by the way.
Why Lego 1?
I don't know.
No, it says right there.
I see it, but that's not what we're doing today.
Oh.
So, since there's not a lot of songs about the periodic table, although I imagine there might be a lot of songs about different elements within the periodic table, like gold, silver, and myrrh, just an example. I thought we'd do some science-based songs. And one of the bands that does a lot of science-based songs is a band that sings songs.
They might be giants.
Exactly. Do you want to hear
them? Okay.
This is a track called Why Does the Sun Shine?
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. Yo-ho, it's hot. The sun is not a place where we could live. But here on Earth, there'd be no life without the light it gives. We need its light. We need its heat. We need its energy. Without the sun, without a doubt, there'd be no you and me. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. The sun is hot. The sun.
Learn anything?
Yeah, I think.
Good enough.
Look, Cookie Monster.
Okay, well, that was They Might Be Giants. Let's do one more because.
Okay.
They have another one.
They Might Be Giants.
Here we go.
Meet the Elements.
Iron is a metal, you see it every day. Oxygen eventually will make it rust away. Carbon in its ordinary form is coal. Crush it together and diamonds are born. Come on and meet the elements. May I introduce you to our friends, the elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. That lights up the sign for a pizza place. The coins that you pay with are copper, nickel, and zinc.
silicon and oxygen make concrete, bricks, and glass. Now add some gold and silver for some pizza place class. Come on, come on, and meet the elements. I think you should check out the ones that call the elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are. Team up with other elements, making compounds when they combine. Or make up a simple element formed out of atoms of the one kind. Balloons are full of helium, and so is every star. Stars are mostly hydrogen, which may someday fuel your car. Hey, we're letting all these elephants. Did you know that elephants are made of elements? Elephants are mostly made of four elements. And every living thing is mostly made of four elements. Plants, bugs, birds, fish, bacteria, and men are mostly carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen. Come on, come on, and meet the elements. You and I are complicated, but we're made of elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are. With other elements, making compounds when they combine, or make up a simple element formed out of atoms of the one kind. Come on, come on, and meet the elements. Check out the ones that call the elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are.
Dong.
Is it the sound of your brain being blown?
Maybe yours.
Okay, fine. My brain was a little bit blown. All right, let's do more. Let's do more science. More science?
Okay.
Deal. This is one. This is a one-man.
Huffed-up chorus?
Yeah. Listen, this is a one-man a cappella band called A Cappella Science, called Puff-Up Chorus.
acapella science.
Black holes. What do you know about them?
Not very much.
Keep your distance from a black hole, man. They got intense gravity. They'll pull you in. That's what that song was all about.
All right. They're dying stars. You could never survive if you got into one.
So they say. What would happen? What would happen if you got inside a black hole?
You get, squeezed, pressurized.
Some think that you might get transferred into another dimension.
No.
If you watch Star Trek, you can fly through a black hole.
I know. That's cartoons.
Well, yeah. Or science fiction, which means, you know, we just don't know the answer is part of the thing. If someone passed through a black hole and came back to tell us about it, then we would know. But we don't know. Okay, let's do some... The show ain't a show until we do some 80s, right? So we're gonna do a little 80s science song. Ready for this?
Okay.
I'm gonna find a good version of this. Here we go.
Okay.
Yes.
Thomas Dolby. There you go. There's your 80s deep dive. It won't be a deep dive until I'm finished telling you no more about Thomas Dolby. Thomas Dolby is now known as the guy who invented software that is used in every, practically every cell phone. It's used to create the ringtones, the different sounds your cell phone makes. So, kind of amazing. The guy started with a song, Blindly with Science, became sort of a computer scientist. Moving on. How about, do we want to do a, you know, because today is also a day of pasta. Do you want to do a pasta song?
Okay.
I remember when you were a kid, the only way you would eat any kind of pasta is with butter.
I am a kid.
You are a kid. But when you were a younger kid, you used to only eat pasta with butter. Now you do Alfredo sauce and tomato sauce and so on, right? Mm-hmm. Well, here's a little song about pasta with butter.
Noodles and butter, noodles and butter, you are my favorite treat. Noodles and butter, there is no other, nothing else that I wanna eat. I don't like chocolate cake like others do, or lemon drops, or peppermint chew, or little cakes, or sugar lumps.
No, no, no.
No candy bars or whipping cream, no lollipops or tangerines, no root beer floats or bubble gum.
No, 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 no.
I just want noodles and butter, noodles and butter. You are my favorite treat. Noodles and butter, there is no other, nothing else that I wanna eat. I don't like bubblegum or licorice whips or anything dipped in a whipped cream dip. None of that seems good to me.
No, 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 no.
No coconut pie or blueberry tarts or anything from that pastry cart. The only thing I really want is noodly and buttery as well. You can keep your sugar sweets. Make yourself a tower of trashy treats. Noodles and butter, you're the only one. You're the only one. The only one I need. I don't like chocolate cake like others do, or lemon drops, or peppermint chew, or little cakes, or sugar lumps. No candy bars or whipping cream, no lollipops or tangerines, no root beer floats or bubble gum.
No, 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 no,
I just want noodles and butter, noodles and butter. You are my favorite treat. Noodles and butter, there is no other, nothing else that I wanna eat.
A little song by a gentleman by the name of Casper Baby Pants. That's a good name.
I'd rather have noodles and butter than noodles with any other sauce. So.
Oh, you're still that way?
I have no idea. Rather.
Rather. Well, that's all I need to know.
Doesn't mean I don't like it.
Hey, so one of our listeners just let us know that gave us some more information about the origins of the periodic table. Dmitry Mendeleev. In 1869, was the first person to come up with how to organize them by all these elements by their atomic weight, how much they weigh. So that's why they're all numbered based on their weight.
Is that from Gramps?
Good guess. It is from Gramps.
I can see that.
Oh, yeah. I guess it does say that up there. Okay. We could probably have enough time for at least one more song. Do you want... I got another... good one about oh yeah, how about we end with this, a little Canadian song?
Okay
History of Everything, which you're gonna you might if anybody watches television will recognize this song as the theme song for you'll recognize this song. You ready for it?
Yep.
A one, a two, a one.
A one, two, three, four.
Our whole universe. Earth was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Since the dawn of man is really not that long, as every galaxy was formed in less time than it takes to sing this song. A fraction of a second and the elements were made. The bipeds stood up straight, the dinosaurs all met their fate. They tried to leave but they were late and they all died.
They closed their asses off the oceans and Pangea. See a wooden Barnabea set in motion by the same big bang.
It all started with a big bang.
It's expanding ever outward, but one day stars to go the other way.
Collapsing ever inward, we won't be here, it won't be hurt.
Our best and brightest figure, that it'll make an even bigger bang.
Australopithecus would really have been sick of us debating how we're here. They're catching deer.
We're catching viruses.
Religion or astronomy.
Descartes or Deuteronomy.
It all started with the Big Bang.
Music and mythology.
Einstein and astrology.
It all started with the Big Bang.
It all started with the Big Bang.
I do not recognize that.
Really? Grandma would tell you. She watches that show called Big Bang Theory. It's Big Bang Theory. It's a show about young scientists and kind of their lives in a silly kind of way. That's pretty much it. Do you want to kind of end with that? I got one more song called Pasta. Do you want to do one more song about pasta?
So one more song?
If you'd like.
Or how many more?
One more.
Okay. So I'll thank a sponsor.
Might as well. Yeah.
Bye, everybody. And the sponsor I will thank is Babine Animal Hospital.
Maybe thank our listeners out there, like the one that helped us with the origins of the periodic table.
Gramps?
Sure.
Thank you, Gramps.
And thanks, Mama, for getting dinner ready.
Yeah.
This is Angie McMahon with Pasta.
Bye.
My bedroom is a disaster. My dog has got kidney failure. I've been sitting at the bar too much, kissing people in my head and saying rubbish things I should not have said. And they're building things outside my window. Everywhere I look there are signposts, signposts. I just sit in my house making noise for fun, and I'm not moving much or proving much to anyone. No, I've been lost, I've been lost, I've been lost, I've been lost for a while. And I'm feeling tired. I've been lost, I've been lost, I've been lost, I've been lost for a while. And I spend so much time eating pasta. Although I'm probably allergic and other people seem to move so much faster, I wonder why I'm feeling lonely when there's plenty of ways to be alone. I guess I spent all of yesterday